Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
It is the Mixed Cast, and I'm Steve Mix, and I'm here with the Reverend Fuego.
Hi.
And Glenn Cannon.
Hey.
Glenn goes, how is Portland? And 20 minutes later, we're late with the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I literally just said, best pre-show ever.
Oh.
That was badass.
So many stories that'll never make it on the airwaves, but so much fun.
Pretty much.
Oh, man.
So many
killer.
Brain cells burnt out. The
Don't
donkeys
worry,
went
Tawny,
to-
I'll tell you all about it.
Sid, I won't.
Oh, just kidding. I saw the Instagram picture of you and all your donkey buddies
on the party bus.
I don't remember where. I think it was just out in the wild.
Okay.
Yeah,
in the wild.
It was you smiling and then Munson mean mugging. Was he just super hammered? Does he just get the mean mug going on when he's super hammered?
I'm looking at the photo.
Oh, dude, yeah.
He looks a bit irritated, actually.
Yeah, right?
That might have been the night where one bar wouldn't let him in because he was too visibly drunk. So he went back to the party bus.
Oh, he's a bummer.
It was. So, dude, okay. Shout out to Munson, though. Figured it out. The next day, we got even drunker because we played Flip Cup all afternoon. In fact, like, there's a picture I'll have
nice.
To show you guys. Like, this was the damage at the beginning. Like, we went through probably, I don't know,
dude,
like 60 cans of beer playing Flip Cup.
Wow.
Like, all afternoon. We got hammered.
There's so many open beer cans. It's sort of a top view, the photo Steve just shared. It took me a minute to figure out what I was looking at.
Yeah. Those were all empty.
Oh, I see. Those are empty beer cans.
Right. And that was just like 2 hours of playing. Like, we got wasted. And then
it's
we went.
The visual representation of the Rocky Mountains. Thank you, Coors.
Oh, dude. So he comes up with a brilliant. So we go to Topgolf, get some lunch, and go do some other stuff. And we get back to the house. And all of a sudden, we're all getting. It's so hot. It's like 90 degrees. You know, it's as hot as it was here, if not a little bit hotter.
Yeah.
And the bus didn't like it. It had air conditioning, but it wasn't super strong. And any other weekend, it would have been fine. But it was the heat
wave.
The
hottest day of the month at this point.
Right.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We're just like, so we're cooking. So I'm not even putting jeans on. And most of the time, I'm wearing just a tank top. But I'm like, okay, we're going to go out to some bars at night.
Summer makes.
Yeah. We should probably put some long sleeve, not long sleeve, but t-shirts on. Let's cover at least, you know, the guns.
Yeah.
But so, what he means is he does actually carry firearms. That wasn't an armed
action. Yeah, pew, pew. So Munson gets all dressed up, and all of a sudden he's got a collared shirt on, like a polo shirt.
All right.
The three buttons with the collars. And we're like, dude, what the hell are you doing? We're all wearing t-shirts. Like, what are you doing? He goes, this will make me look sober. I'm like, all right. So we went back to the same bar just to see if it would work.
Did it?
He got in just fine.
See?
No kidding.
See?
And you know what? He's right. He looked more sober with the collared shirt.
Every bouncer's crazy about a sharp-dressed man.
It works. So, hey, pro tip for anyone out there that's looking to get into a bar when they're too wasted to dress
nice. There. Yeah. That's funny. Yeah.
Get a collared shirt, put it on. They think you're a lot more sober than you really are. It was brilliant.
Now, that guy's got his ass together. Look at that, you know.
Yeah. I do want to give a shout-out to Rich, who kept us all in together, I mean, which is a challenge in itself, from Lion Pride Party Buses and Levi.
Yeah, it is.
All of them, they were just great. Shout-out to Ando's. It was a pot shop in Centralia. We popped in there. They're supporters of Lion Pride.
Nice.
And they gave us gift bags,
That's
and that
rad.
Was really cool.
That's
so those
awesome,
guys were sick.
Man.
Just a really good time. One of my favorite quick stories was, you go to Portland, you think you're going to be anonymous. No, not the case. So we pull up to a bar. We had the party bus, and there's like these dudes just kind of milling about, and we're like, what the hell are these guys doing? Because right by where we were, there's like, I don't know if it was like the woods, but there was a bunch of bushes, and these guys just kept all going in there. It was like a handful of them. I'm like, that's weird. So
dude,
now
yeah,
I'm super warm on the bus. So I'm like, guys.
What's going on in the bushes?
Yeah, right?
While everyone's drinking, I'm like, you know, I'm going to wait outside, just get some fresh air. And as I'm waiting outside and getting fresh air, a couple of those guys walk out of the woods. I'm like, I picked the worst time. Now I'm going to have to deal with like whatever weird, because they're just staring at the bus, staring at us. And I'm like, who are these guys?
Well, and the coming and going from the woods, too, is...
Right. Like, what the hell's going on?
Is Will Offgood back there doing magic tricks? I mean, what's going on back
there? That's what we're all like, what are these dudes doing? No tricks with them, just a bunch of dudes disappearing in the woods. So...
Want to play sword fight?
Honestly... I'm sure it's drug and alcohol related, but of course your mind goes to, what are you guys doing back here?
Foreshadowing.
You're kind of creeping me out.
Foreshadowing. Glenn is correct on one of those things.
Ooh.
Imagine my surprise.
Yeah, all right.
So now I can smell our own.
I'm standing out there. One of them starts walking towards. I'm like, this is what always happens when you have the party bus. People want to see the bus, but we're like, we're not letting random dudes on our bus.
Yeah.
So I'm already kind of like in, not flex mode, but I'm like trying to stand my ground. He's like, hey. I'm like, what's up, man? He goes, cool bus. I'm like, thanks, man. He goes, you Steve? It's like, yeah. Steve Miggs?
Oh, Jesus.
God. Like, yeah. I'm like, now pleasantly relieved, but also I'm like, even though you listen, I'm not letting you on the bus. Like, it's just not going to happen.
Totally.
But that's cool. Super nice guy. Now the other guys are slowly coming. I go, and he looks at me, just kind of whispers in my ear, goes, we all just did bumps in the woods. You want some? I'm like, nah, man, I'm good. I'm just, you know, just drinking, having a good time.
I'm not down for that.
So now these other guys start coming, and I think they're, like, confused. But why is our buddy talking to this random guy with all these tattoos? So they come over kind of, like, walking, like, what the hell's up kind of thing. And he goes, guys, Miggs from BJ and Miggs. These guys' eyes are like, it's like the cartoon where they're like,
that's so,
right.
That's so, right.
So they're like looking at me like, standing, no effing way, that's so awesome. It's really cool to meet you.
Talking about a million miles a second.
Their jaws are clenched. You're Steve Riggs.
Oh my God, you're so cool. Oh my God, I love you so much. Oh my God, do you remember the time you did this?
They're like, we listen all the time. This is our buddy. This is his bachelor party. We just did a bunch of coke in the woods. You want to do some coke with us? I'm like, no, man, I'm good. I'm just slowly, we're just ramping up right now. We're just taking, you know, we're chilling into everything. So are we. I'm like, no, you're not.
No, you're not.
Not
no.
even close.
No.
So then, like, I lose them for a second. Finally, everyone comes out the bus.
Lose them.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, what's that over there?
They go to the bar, wherever they were going. I go back into the bus, like, what the hell was that? I'm like, oh, don't worry about it.
Yeah, right.
So now we're all laughing. We're like, we've now created a scenario that there's a magical bear in the woods that's selling coke to these guys.
Coke bear?
There's a coke bear.
Coke bear.
Right. So we're like, hey, should we go hit the woods, see what kind of what else that coke bear's got?
Oh, is he a molly bear?
Right,
oh,
is a molly bear.
A weed bear?
Just picturing this big old bear, like, what you need?
You hold it.
You know, but because he has claws, it's difficult for him to, like, dole out your portion.
K bear.
So it's like, you got to reach in there. We trust systems, so you reach in there and you take what's appropriate. You take more than that, you see these claws. It's going to go two ways.
Somebody's going to get these paws. So the coke bear. Then all of a sudden, these guys come back
only
out.
Only you can prevent forest fire. God, times are tough. When did you start dealing?
Well,
then the guys walk out and they're just like, we need pictures. I'm like, oh boy.
Oh, here we go.
Now it's like a freaking, like, it's like almost like a listener party. This one guy's like, dude, I love it when you did this. Because they're all just hopped up on energy drinks, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It was so much fun, dude. That was one of the highlights.
That's just cool.
They were
that
cool
is ridiculous.
Dudes.
Ridiculous.
Good guys. Ran to another bar where other people I was like, dude. I would have never guessed. Even like some of the donkeys, like, is this weird for you? I'm like, yeah. I just figured I could be completely anonymous and be stupid. Now I got to be marginally stupid because I'm not anonymous.
Yeah.
They know you, man.
You got to travel farther now.
Yeah, so it was a blast, dude.
It just makes me think of Dr. Evil doing the whole, your stock is rising, number two. But it's Steve.
Right.
Your stock is rising, bro.
Dude, the Airbnb was great. So
you had like 12 people or something ridiculous, didn't you?
Ended up being 8.
Okay.
I think. 8, all including our driver, Rich. So we did the same thing that Brody did. We got a house, and it actually wasn't bad. Like, the pictures didn't, like, you knew what you were getting into. It wasn't like a pristine home, but it was a lot better than I expected.
Yeah, this was the place that said parties are fine.
Yes.
So, yeah, you don't expect it to be too nice.
And, dude, the neighborhood was great. It was quiet, like, which was funny.
Except for you guys.
I mean, but I honestly don't even think we were super loud because, really, we did not get home until, like, you know, 3 in the morning. I think one night we got home at 2:30, and then the next night we got home at 3. One of the nights, we got home earlier. A couple of us wanted to keep drinking, Munson and I. So we go back to the bars, but we took an Uber because we didn't want to bug Rich. Like, you know what? He's done. Let him go to bed. Because that's just ridiculous. To be like, take us back out. Plus, we want to save a little. I mean, the gas mileage on a bus is a lot different than a $5 Uber ride.
Absolutely.
But then we get stuck in the weird. I thought of you, Glenn, because I know you do the Uber thing. And we got, and man, the late night Uber drivers are different.
It's a different breed. There's a reason I don't drive at night. I mean, I've been kidnapped by professional athletes. I had Stinker Bell, the puke fairy.
Stinker Bell, right.
I had the guy that the lady I had to help carry her husband in the house, and I just drew the line. So I think it takes a certain type to tolerate what happens at night.
Right.
And I ain't that type.
Yeah.
So we're in the Uber.
I'm good, thanks.
Yeah, it's cool.
And picture like this is like a Portland hippie dude. It looks like you know, hipster Santa Claus is what I was thinking. He got the white hair, the big white beard.
He's definitely friends with Yogi and Boo Boo who are dealing in the woods. Hey there, Boo Boo. Hey, I'll get you a tuner for $100.
I don't know if in the trunk he had a bear costume. It was very odd. He was really hyped up.
That's my other job.
You just don't know what kind of conversations you're going to walk in on. And this guy just goes down this road of, I want to talk to you guys about cigarette taxes. So, of course, I pull out my Snapchat and I start recording him.
Fire it up. Let's hear.
Rev, I apologize if there's any bad language. but this guy, and I wrote it on my Snapchat. It's already gone, but it said, WTF, this guy's still talking about cigarettes in an Uber. Like, I had, like, a whole story. I didn't save all of them. So I forgot to save, like, the first couple. But I just kept recording him because... And I don't even know what the hell sparked it. Neither Munson nor I smoke cigarettes.
He's probably a smoker that's spending $11 a pack and is bummed about it.
Yeah, he has issues with the taxes on cigarettes.
Dude, I will say this, and I'm glad to be off of them now for the second time. First time I quit for 4.5 years. This time I'm quit for now about a year and a half.
Nice.
The reason I quit, even though cancer kills the cannons, man, it's hard on my family. The reason I quit... $10 a pack?
Yeah.
There were days, and yeah, I could skip a couple meals. I'll admit to that. But there were days where I was like, I'll either get cigarettes or food, and I'd be out there smoking hungry.
Oh,
because, man, $10 a pack.
Yeah.
So I'm with this guy.
Oh, this guy is going to be speaking your language.
He hits play, and it's my voice. Let me tell you something else.
It's like, Glenn, hey, wait a second.
An Uber driver?
He was so hammered he didn't know it was me. Yeah, it was the bear costume that fooled him, Rev.
So here we go.
Get his brother, his cousin, his buddy to buy his cigarettes.
Oh,
Millions of teenagers ain't gonna quit smoking.
Right.
Everybody I know starts smoking when he was like 14, 15, 16, 17. Nobody started when he was 25. Nobody. You know what I mean? I never knew one person that never smoked in their life is getting there 28. Hey, you know how they all start smoking tomorrow?
I know.
A teenager or 10 years old, they weren't going to get you.
Right.
You know, right. And so, but that's what they're going to do, see? So they're going to turn around and act like
two people who can vote right.
Then Munson's getting into the political thing.
He was getting into it too right there.
I'm too wasted to talk.
What I find fascinating is that gentleman doesn't sound like he hails from Portland.
Oh, shocking.
I can't go back to Kentucky. They will kill me there. I'm a wanted man.
I love that I wrote, all of this was like, I didn't realize until the next day when the rest of the guys were like, why were you texting us videos and these random things? I was like, oh, that's right. And I put on there, like, on my Snapchat, it says, I've lost track on what he's talking about from Portland.
He's from the deep south, man. He's probably up here hiding. If they find them bodies, I'm screwed.
And he's pissed about cigarettes.
That's usually how that happens.
Honestly, if he moved up here from someplace else, he was getting his smokes for maybe 475.
Yep.
Now they're double that. He's mad, but he can't go back because they'll put him in jail.
And he needs someone to talk to.
Or he'll be buried in the desert. One or the other.
Might be that.
Yeah.
Missing his hands and teeth.
Yes.
I hope I got a high ranking on this one for this Uber drive, man. I didn't listen to this crap. I didn't even bother. I should still rate him. I got to give him 5 stars.
Yeah,
for sure.
Here's 5 stars for content.
Here's more from our Southern Santa Claus.
You know what? Once they get this in, they're just going to keep on raising the up. They're lying to him. There's no way in hell they're going to stay at 0.5%. They're not going to do that shit. Well, guess what, dude? By the time I left to go in the Marine Corps, I was at 17. Okay, 11 years later, they already went from 0.5%, dude, to 4 cents. Because they changed the law. See, they voted and changed the law that said they couldn't change it. They eliminated that part of the law. No shit. So they were up to 4 cents.
Like so they raised it. Think about
800%, dude, in 11 years.
Yeah,
that's
it's like erotic GPS. It's like using the next left. Does it sound like
GPS.
That to you?
Yeah. No, I was too busy listening for the swear words.
Let's see what happens.
800%, dude, in 11 years.
Yeah.
From 0.5 cent to 4 cents. Now that still ain't killing people, but now though they're up to 10%. They yeah. say 10%. Okay, but here's what I'm saying. When you buy a brand new car in Oklahoma, dude, right? A brand new car?
Yeah.
Okay, like a brand new pickup. Everybody drives pickups in Oklahoma. Well, you buy a new pickup, that costs $60,000. The loaded one now, the fully loaded one, 78.
All right, yeah, I've lost track of what the guy's talking about, and the Rev's lost track of the number of curses he needs to bleep.
It's significant.
Yes.
So we think now maybe he's from Oklahoma.
I would imagine he's from Oklahoma. It's funny you brought up
and
the GPS.
And he's an ex-Marine. Like, that's why he drives at night. He's like, yeah, I used to be in the Marine Corps. Go ahead and act up in my car. Yeah, I will sort you
I
right out.
I can deal
out.
With this.
Yeah, yeah, we yeah. just quietly agreed. And honestly, I think all I kept saying was I'll just use fudge instead of the F word, but I just kept going, fudge. Fudge. Fudge.
I had this bald guy in my car earlier. He was hungry and had a thing for sweets.
He just loves fudge. In Oklahoma, we could get fudge for 30 cents a pound.
That's 800% increase.
This Portland crap is bull crap. That's funny. I mentioned the GPS because we were in another Jeep on the way back. We were in an Uber, and I barely remember what happened, but I remember I was so wasted that I thought the person, because he had like a weird voice. Whoever was doing the GPS voice, and it sounded very aggressive.
You're like answering it.
And they're like, make a left at Hastings. And I'm like, and I remember at one point I go to the driver, I'm like, why is your friend yelling at you to turn? He's just like, that's the GPS. I'm like, oh.
You have an aggressive GPS.
I don't have any friends.
It's like something like using like the Samuel L. Jackson like version or the Mr. T version. They used to do that. I remember those.
So we had maybe one or two drinks in us from that quick trip. It was like really not even worth it. Like I don't even know why we did it. We were just drunk and it was a bad
decision.
Sounds
like it was worth it to me. Yeah. I mean, you got an education on taxation in the United States.
We come back. Ted Smith is in the hot tub.
That makes sense.
And everybody
else
passed out.
It sounds like he made
better
decisions.
He did.
You got Buddha Bubba, the angry cab driver. Ted's in the hot tub. I love too. He's like, see, down in Oklahoma, everyone drives a pickup truck. It's like, now wait a minute. I'm sure that there are plenty of people that drive sedans and coupes,
nice sensible
and,
vehicles.
Right. You know,
no, that ain't happening.
That ain't true. Everyone in Oklahoma has a pickup truck. Those who don't own a pickup truck are shot. But now back to the taxation.
10%.
Steve's back there just doing the rosary praying.
I'm like, he gets out of touch. I don't want to die.
Fudge.
Please don't kill me. I just want to drink more.
Yeah, pretty much, dude. It was an awesome time.
Sounds like you had a blast.
Yeah, dude.
Goodness.
Like we even said, we're like, that trumped any trip to Spokane for the hockey tournament. Like, it was so nice not have to have the stress of, we have to get up at 9 in the morning to
you
go play at 11
you
o'clock game.
Partied. Yeah, dude.
Right. Oh, we don't have to now stop what we're doing to go play a game at 8 o'clock at night. You know?
So in keeping with tradition, did Levi get up every morning and do yoga and go running? While you guys are laying around puking on each other? And why am I only wearing a sock on my penis? And what happened last night? And,
your Chili Peppers
you know,
cosplay.
There's bloody handprints on the wall, and they're smaller than any of our hands.
Not mine.
What did we do?
I think if Levi was with us, he would have been doing that, but it was just Rich. And Rich just slept in. I think we tired Rich out, which I could understand. Like, we were over the top.
You guys kind of gung-ho it when you go party.
My favorite part, though, I have a picture of it. I have proof of the, you know, we all woke up. Like, so
do
I had,
you
I had
proof?
We, you know, we had, like, I think there was about, like, five or so beds. There was an air mattress for someone, a couch. So everyone was able to sleep on whatever, like, Jason, one of our guys, he brought like this little fold-out hammock thing.
Ooh,
and
I brought
an inflatable mattress. So I was just like, you know what? That way, at least I know I have my own bed. I don't feel like sharing a bed. I just want to kind of sleep in my own, even if it's in the room with other guys.
You're drunk. You could have a sleep humper.
Right.
You don't want anything like that going on.
And I'll be honest.
Just go butt to butt, and sometimes it gets weird. So we just don't worry about that.
There's an air exchange.
I'm glad I brought my own air mattress because Tackler from our crew, he used one at the Airbnb. And I guess it must have even had like a small leak or something like that. Because on Saturday morning, we woke up, and that's how we saw him.
She looked like a hot dog in a bun.
It's like the top part where his head was.
Open face,
for the
floor. Open face sandwich.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
I was like, when he woke up, like, how's your neck feeling?
A street taco.
It's like his neck is crunched in.
Yeah, that sucks.
And he's like, it just felt like I was sleeping on a hammock, to be honest with you. I had no idea.
I didn't know I was sinking.
It's like alcohol, man. That'll get
dude,
the best of you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's been times where I've woken up on the floor, usually at conventions, and it's like, well, that wasn't comfortable at all. But during the entire process, I'm like, well, I don't care. I'll sleep in the closet. I don't give an F.
Yeah. I think the most unique one ever was I was once found in the kitchen under a prep table at the Rocksport in West Seattle.
I just came fantastic. Looking for some french fries. I don't know what happened, guys.
Apparently, I decided it was time to lay down. And that's where I went.
I don't know if you remember the backdoor lounge that was a bar. It was like a clubby kind of bar in Pioneer Square. And you go, like, it was a small club, right? One time I got so wasted and I decided to lay down in the stall in the bathroom.
Just I'm gonna sleep here.
Yep. And I locked the door.
That's cool. No one can come in.
Right,
yeah, right. Safety.
Except
first.
For the bouncer who saw me, luckily knew me. And Isaac was the bartender who was a buddy of ours, and he goes, he's like, Isaac, you gotta have to get your friend out.
You gotta get him out of here.
You gotta save him, man.
There's a guy here that needs to poop, and I mean bad. Yeah, so we gotta get your buddy up out of there.
Real
so
bad.
Isaac got our friend Brian, he's like, take care of it, man. Get Steve out of there. So he had to crawl under and pull me out. Isaac then puts me in his car in the passenger seat, which I then just hurled out the window, but I didn't have a good distance from the door, so I just hurled over his door and I got out and I guess I felt awful and I took my shirt off and wiped it and
just ground it into the upholstery.
Walk into my apartment just shirtless with a pukey shirt and my roommate at the time is like, what the F is happening, dude?
Don't worry
you
about it.
You smell like dried urine.
I smell like a lot of things right
next
now.
Next time I saw Isaac, I'm like, here's $30 for a car wash. He's like, I already washed it. I don't need your money.
Keep your
like,
money. Don't ever do that again.
Yeah, he's like,
don't ever do that again.
He's like, I've done it. We've all done it. Just don't do it
just
again.
Just don't do it again.
Glenn, I got to ask you something, though. You showed me a picture that also cracked me up right before we started the podcast.
This is incredible, dude.
I did not realize this, but Rev, I am unknowingly the ultimate wingman for somebody who I don't even know.
I saw this. It was amazing.
I ran into a friend of mine I hadn't seen in a while. Her name's Christine, sweet girl, and we were just kind of catching up, just BSing a bit, and she's like, oh God, I gotta show you something really funny.
Uh-huh.
And I went, okay, and she's like, yeah, this guy is trying to use your friend to hook up.
Okay.
Right? I'm trying to, I can't say,
bang.
Can I say get laid?
Yeah.
Okay, to get laid.
Yeah.
I don't know, I lose track of this
stuff. He wants to take people to Slamtown.
So, and I'm like, okay, you know, and so she pulls up this thing, and it's this picture of this dude, and he's got his arm around our Migs. Your stock is rising, number two.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, what is this? And she's like, no, you don't understand. This is his Tinder profile
pic. This is awesome. That is fantastic.
At that point, I was like, oh, my God. And I took a photo of her phone so you could see that she's holding up her phone.
You have to send me that.
Migs. You're on her Tinder profile, and this guy is basically, you are his game.
Yeah.
It's like, here I am with Steve Migs.
Guess
you
who
know
I
you want to roll around naked with me now.
You want to meet up? I have a direct line to Migs.
Dude, I thought it was just amazing. And that was honestly,
I wonder if it's working for him.
Dude, it was a couple weeks ago, and I had forgotten. It was when you started talking about people recognizing you that it triggered.
Portland, yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, you're going to see this photo. But yeah, Christine was like, she thought it was funny. I thought it was freaking hilarious.
I think it's amazing. But yeah. I would like a copy, if you could send me a picture of that. Just God forbid someone in Sid's friend circle says,
oh,
I'm on Tinder and I saw your husband. I could be like, nope, not me. It's John. He's 25 from Bonnie Lake. You know, if someone's just swiping, not paying attention
to it.
It's
like, no. The guy on the right, it's his profile, not the guy on the left.
Well, exactly. You've got to make that differentiation because with his picture, like, people swiping, they're looking at that, and it's like, I don't know which on this at this point.
Right.
And you can look at age, but that's not necessarily going to mean jack.
If you're looking quickly, and all of a sudden you're just like, yeah, I mean, hell, they're like, I could be lying about my age on this Tinder thing.
Right?
Yeah, so I do not want that.
I just couldn't wait to share with you because I thought it was rad that Tinder of all places, that's that guy's profile pic. It's like, here I am with Steve Migs. As you can see, you know, it makes you think of Ron Burgundy, like, you know, I'm kind of a big deal. You know? But all it made me think is, yeah, Steve, yeah!
Dude, I would love to hear from that guy and see, has this worked? Has it been an icebreaker?
Girls think I work at KSW, man. You wouldn't believe.
And I
have the rock girls.
They went through Steve.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, if you come, I'll introduce you to Steve.
You want a direct line? Steve.
You're like Peter Parker, like, yeah, I can talk to Spider-Man about
it. Yeah, and I was in the band Peter Parker.
Yeah, this works out full circle.
You're like Bruce Wayne, then he's like, I have very powerful friends.
But this time I'm Spider-Man.
Yeah.
That's right. This is exciting. Not Peter Parker this time. I highly encourage anybody of our male single listeners, or even female, if you have a picture with me, put that on your Tinder profile. I'd love to see it.
Or just ask Caesar to Photoshop one for you.
And then let us
know, Caesar.
I just want to know, if there's anyone out there that's like, dude, honest to God, that photo got me some serious trim.
Right.
Like, because I just want to hug it out with you over that.
I think
like,
it's amazing.
Dude, you're changing lives.
If somebody told me they were able to get laid because of a picture of me with them, that to me would be...
What's one of those like, dude, I know...
That's next level.
Yeah, I know it sounds it really messed is, up, but, you know, now we're engaged, Steve. And honestly, it was, you know, it was that photo. Like,
right? What if you're the funny story that got them together?
You're like the lightning rod,
If they get married, I'll show up to the wedding and deliver a speech and talk about how I don't know either of these two.
Steve I don't
and
know his this lightning guy at all. Rod.
I don't know you guys, but apparently
very powerful friends.
I got him laid, and you guys have a buffet. I figured, why not show
Glenn
up?
And Rev are over there right now having some crab legs.
Yep. The whole Mixcast will show up for that one.
Oh, yeah.
You got buffet, I'm in.
Yeah.
I just thought it was rad, man. I did.
No, dude, that made my day.
I thought it was hilarious and awesome because Christine's like, yeah, it's a little weird, but, you know, this guy and blah, blah, blah.
Did she swipe on him?
I didn't ask. I didn't go into detail.
Would she like to swipe on me?
You know, but she was like, she's using your friend to try and get laid. And I was like, what are you talking about? Nice. And she opens up her tent, and I'm like, I'm not sure I want to see. And then there she holds up that photo, and I'm like, you.
He looks like a good guy, too. I like
yeah,
this guy.
Yeah, he's probably awesome.
Yeah, he's got a beer in his hand. I got a water. This is from Red Festival.
Nice.
I think last year's or the year before.
Watch whoever this guy is. He's a massive fan of the podcast.
That's so sick.
And he's gonna write in and be like, "Dude, not
I
funny.
Hope so.
Not funny. Not cool.
No one swiped on me,
bro. I hope you're getting laid. No, this is great. If you listen to the podcast, please let us know how this has worked for you.
Yeah. What's the tally on the old picture there? How many times has it gotten it for you?
Like, I'm glad Tinder didn't exist in my single days, but I'm kind of bummed I didn't get to experience Tinder.
Man,
I feel like Tinder would be fun, but I think it's got to be awful for any serious relationship.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The random easy just for sex hookup. It's got to be a lot easier than walking up to a total stranger. And my favorite pickup line ever was hi.
Hello.
Right. Hi.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes you'd get a conversation, and sometimes you'd get snootiness, and I'd usually be like,
"All right,
okay,"
great, yeah.
Kind of laugh and walk away.
Yeah,
but that's what you had to go through before
you had to like initiate an icebreaker. You had to have a conversation. You had to get to know somebody.
You had to be clever. You had to be witty.
Right.
You had to, you know, you better be able to pull a rabbit out of a hat because that's kind of what it took, dude. My wife, I had to walk backwards in front of her for two blocks before she would stop and talk to me. And then when she finally did, she's like, "Well, you ran me all the way down. You must have something important to say." That's literally what she said to me, dude.
I had to bug my
wife
for
weeks. You guys don't know how easy you have it with your swipe right. Try not to sprain your damn thumb swiping right. I had to walk backwards, man.
My favorite part about that is my story is the complete opposite.
Yeah.
Like, my wife stalked the hell out of me, but
nice.
I was like, no
on Twitter, right?
With me. Yeah.
We finally had to tell Rev, this girl likes you.
Basically.
She seems cool.
She seems really cool.
Yeah. You should hang out with her. Stop being stupid.
And then finally, you're going to like where this goes, Rev.
That. Yeah,
you're
exactly.
You're going to like where this goes,
oh, this
bro.
Is nice. Yeah.
Yeah. And we were right. She is cool.
10 years later.
No, man.
Yeah, mine was just, I kept bugging her. I mean, we met and we hit it off. Like, things were great, but like, I think she was just a little trepidatious about the whole me being on the air and also the age difference. And I just kept bugging her incessantly. Like, hey, you want to go do this? Hey, you want to go do that?
Are you much older than her?
I'm 12 years older than Sid.
Whoa, cradle robber. Whoa.
Yeah.
Dirty old
man. She was 21 when we met.
Dirty old
man. She was 21.
Look at you.
Wow.
I know. This is the first time I'm
just picturing
I'm with
Twilight,
someone in their 30s.
The Migs Twilight years. Get on over here and change my diaper. Come on now. Go ahead. Tug on my pecker, too. All right. Oh, that feels good. Oh, put some more of that cream on there. Oh.
Yeah. Bengay on the ball skis.
Oh, dear.
I'm so glad Sid doesn't listen to this show.
I am, too.
I hope she doesn't.
No, she tried once.
Come on over here.
Once.
And I think she just gave up.
That's a good call.
Thankfully. Now she's not working. She doesn't have like that downtime. She's switching jobs.
I got my testes caught in the toilet seat again. Can you come on in here, honey, and lift them up? Because if I stand up now, I'm going to pull them off.
Again?
Where's my preparation age?
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
Anyways, yeah. So, I talked to some of my friends that are single, male and female, and they tell me like the Tinder thing, it's fun for like the hookup kind of aspect of it all. But if you're like really digging someone, everyone's got this grass is always greener mentality.
Totally.
So nobody's willing to really put the time into dating and getting to know each other. It's like, oh, one little minor red flag, maybe even like a pinkish flag. Well, that might be the right term, but you know what I mean. Like,
yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It's just a red flag that's been washed like way too many times.
Yeah.
It's distressed.
They tried to bleach it. They tried to clean it up. It isn't working out too well.
It's got a couple holes in it.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's like, you know, oh, you don't like Seinfeld. Oh, I'm moving on to the next person.
Yeah, right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, people are just like, they're not even willing to put any effort into it. And I've always remember being told that. Like, the grass is not greener. It seems like it is, but you're missing out on possibly like the person that you could be with for an extended period of time because you just aren't sure yet.
You have to, like, I don't know, man. When I was still a single person, you had to put in the time to see whether or not it was going to work.
Mm-hmm.
You had to put in the time to see. I mean, it was being a musician. Yeah, there were plenty of one-nighters, which were always rad. But usually the one-nighters were followed by a second or third or fourth night or maybe a, hey, that was fun.
Yep.
Maybe we shouldn't tell anyone we did this. Or there was one lady that was, I remember, I'll never forget that. And I think I've shared the story before where in the middle of it, because we were doing all this in and on her car.
Nice.
And I was like, why don't we go to your place and finish this there? And she's like, we can't. And I said, why? She said, well, my husband's there.
Oh, I was going to say boyfriend, but even worse. Like, okay, so it was worse.
Oh, man. I was like, oh, dude. Like,
well,
you know, and that was a life-changing moment for me because from there on out, I always looked at a girl's left hand after that because I don't ever want to be that guy.
No.
That is not my style.
Right,
you know?
Awkward.
But yeah, I mean, you had to put in time. You had to have a conversation. I mean, man, when Tawny and I got together, I don't think either of us even had cell phones. So that meant sitting at home on a landline and talking. And
yep.
Man, some nights her and I would talk for like 2-3 hours.
Yeah.
And there was a...
You ever talk until you passed out while you're on the phone?
Dude.
Remember those days?
Yeah, but that was the thing, man. Like, once I got talking to her and we're talking and talking, it's like, man, I'm like connecting with this person.
Yeah.
And it turned into, I mean, now, God, look, right? My whole life, my wife, she's my soulmate. It's rad. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in a swipe right world, how do you even get to the point where, like, man, I'm really starting to dig this person?
And I'm thinking about, like, I've been doing kind of, like, personal audits on my life ever since turning 40. It's one of those things where I look back at stuff, and it's like that. You look back at those now, like, awkward experience, and you're like, oh, my God. And, like, thinking about that in the Tinder world, like, when I went on the first date with my wife, at the end of the date, I said, oh, I like you. You're good for me.
Mm-hmm.
First date. And, like, at this point,
that's cool.
But, like, even she was like, oh, that was kind of weird to say like that.
Because you had your pecker out.
Well, I mean, yeah. And it was at The Rock, and we just finished the pizza.
And this.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of endearing. I think that's sweet, man. I wouldn't regret saying that to her.
Looking back on it, and even like she was like, yeah, that was kind of weird. And I'm like, well, I'm glad that you just were like cool enough to keep around after I say something stupid, because it's been after 10 years. There's been a lot of stupid things that I've said and done.
Dude, I was
going to
say, you're saying something stupid, man. My wife would have been gone.
So, yeah, it's like, oh,
the
well.
The pink flag would have went up real quick. She'd have been out the door. Something stupid comes out of my mouth once a day, man.
Oh, the stupid
my phone?
Things I've
Time
done.
To swipe. Time to swipe. but, man, college time, that would have been a blast. Tinder.
Yeah, I didn't go to college. I played live music in bars.
See, it would have worked great, though, back in
those
days.
So basically what I got was the drugs and the sex minus the education.
I didn't get the sex either, though.
Now you're helping someone else get it, dude.
I went to trade school, so it didn't work out.
Your stock is
I'm helping
rising,
out this 26-year-old guy.
That's right, man.
That's so cool, man. That made my day. I am his wingman, and I did not even
know
that.
Totally, dude. You're the goose to his maverick. Listen, when the ejector seats go up, duck.
Okay.
Duck. Because you'll hit the canopy, and then you know that guy will be crying, and
then he won't get to.
He'll be floating in the ocean, holding your body, a lifeless body, and the green dye, and the helicopter, and the sad music.
Oh yeah, the sad music.
And then Tom Skerrick will come in, and you'll be like, the bogey's like fireflies all over the sky. You know, you don't want to. You can't have.
Wow, going deep on this.
Pretty deep, man.
Yeah, he's still going.
Hey, Rev, I thought of something for Man About Town. I think Vicky might have told you about it. But there's a. There's a whatchamacallit, a place in Tacoma that is going to be having a wrestling event sometime soon, but I hope. But that is also a place known for board gaming.
Oh.
It's like Dystopian Brewing in Tacoma.
Really?
They have games on. Look it up, man.
Dystopian
like
Brewing.
Yeah.
What does dystopian mean?
Isn't it like a dystopia? Like
dystopian future, the not good kind of. Usually when it's like a dystopian future type thing, it's like a Fallout sort of thing, post-apocalyptic.
Oh.
Not great. But
and it almost has like kind of like.
Oh, I was just right by them
so
this
it's
weekend.
Like, dude, you should check this place out. Dystopian State Brewing on South Baker Street in Tacoma.
Yeah.
It has almost like a, what's that thing that you're into? Steampunk kind of vibe.
You know that thing you're into.
What's that thing that you're into?
Oh, dystopianstate.com. Yeah, I've heard about this place. Oh, yeah, they have event space, board games. Yeah.
And if you click on the board games, they have like a whole bunch of board games, I think, in stock.
Yeah.
I'm
like,
just picturing,
all of those.
Like, imagine the commitment of going to a bar and power drinking while playing Risk.
Well, they do have Risk.
They have
Risk. One of them.
That's what I'm saying, man, because Risk will run 6-8 hours, depending.
Oh, yeah.
They have the Oregon Trail. That's pretty awesome.
They turned that into a board game. That's fantastic.
I see that at Target. They
is it all blocky and impossible to read?
Yes. It takes
the
shots
game
every.
Is?
Yeah, take shots every time you do. You die of dysentery.
I don't know what game this is, but this sounds like something you might need to go to the doctor, or maybe my Tinder friend is battling this buzzer wizard.
Buzzer wizard. Oh yeah, buzzer wizard. That sounds like a beer.
That sounds like you lost all bladder control after you drank a couple.
Buzzer wizard was actually one of the earlier engineers at Bartertown, but when Master Blaster showed up. He kicked Buzzer Wizard out, and then, you know, Master Blaster then ruled Bartertown pretty much from then on.
The game of trivia tactics and trickery.
What is Cave Troll? That also sounds nasty.
Cave Troll?
That sounds like a, yo, I hooked up with this Cave Troll. She was in the woods in Portland.
So that is a Lord of the Rings reference, that big monster that they, Cave Troll, the thing's huge. And I remember when we went out with Five Finger Death Punch. I forget that security guy's name, but he was huge and obviously a power lifter and maybe a fighter of some kind. Mm-hmm. His hands were the size of my head. He was as tall as me. He was as wide as a Volkswagen Bug. The guy was massive. And so there was like the pre-tour meeting. Everyone shows up. He's handing out the lanyards. He's kind of explaining, this is what you do. This is what's going on. This is where you go. This is who you talk to. And Tony leaned over real quietly and went, dude, they brought a Cave Troll. And now I'm trying not to crack up laughing.
Because this guy's going to murder
because
you.
Because in Lord of the Rings, there's a point where the dude turns around and goes, they've got a cave troll. And then all hell breaks loose, right? So I immediately got the joke, and I'm trying not to laugh, and I'm smiling, and homeboy's looking at me like, you think this is funny? And I'm like, dude, oh my God. I ended up broing down with him later in the tour. He was an awesome guy, but Tony really got me bad, dude. He's like, they brought a cave troll.
And yeah, cave troll is exactly what it is. It's a giant cave troll in your dungeon crawlers going through the dungeon, so it's another one of those sort of dungeon crawly type board games.
I'm going to call people who say mean things to me on the internet. I'm going to call them cave trolls.
Cave troll. I mean, they're not
cave
wrong.
Trolls are big and mean and bad and hard to kill.
I also like there's something called nyctophobia. That also sounds kind of like something a little raunchy going on.
This is nyctophobia?
I don't know, but they even have Ouija. Could you do Ouija board stuff.
And in Tacoma, you'll probably get something there.
Oh, that's going to be creepy.
Just ooh, what I need.
They actually have, I don't think they do food, but
they have a place that you could call and order food.
Exactly. So they've got Stink, which is a great cheese place right near there.
And it's called Stink.
Stink, yeah.
I love them.
Like it's perfect. Like
that's
rad. Down in that area, there's some great places. There's the Grand Central, which is the cinema,
right?
And they've got killer popcorn.
Really,
like, really good popcorn.
It's like that. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then right next to that also is McMenamin's.
I know McMenamin's.
Yeah, which has the five different places, which we went for Mother's Day, which was pretty fantastic.
Rad.
And there's a bunch of other things. There's like the Devil's Reef, which is a great tiki bar that will insanely strong pours. So it's like one drink will do you sort of thing. And then even like Puget Sound Pizza, which is a great pizza place right around there with a pretty awkward karaoke, which I always enjoy.
Awkward karaoke's the best kind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, right in that area is some really fantastic stuff. And that's not even including down on Pacific where they've got, like, the Matador and, like, the Office and the Forum and all the normal quote-unquote bars.
This place sounds awesome. Dystopian State Brewing.
Gotta spend more time in Tacoma, apparently.
You need to.
Is what I'm learning, dude.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
So, looking forward to future endeavors happening there. And also just go there and drink, man. It sounds like a blast.
You'd put me up for the night if I tie one on, Rev?
Oh, yeah. We got an air mattress.
I'll sleep out by the Yoda.
Well, you can sleep up in the memorabilia room.
I'm into that.
Yeah, we've got the a queen mattress up there, and I'm surrounded around all the stuff that I need to hang up.
Yeah. All right.
It's a win-win.
Yeah, right.
Rev, any crazy stuff happened for you over the weekend?
Yes, actually. So this is very strange, and I know like Glenn's going to be hearing this story and be like, oh my God, I probably could have fixed this for you, but it's being worked on right now. Thursday, coming into work, right on the exit right here where I-90 and the James Madison exit is, where it wise off, and I come in and I'm trying to get to work, and I'm normally driving, you know, just my normal Hyundai accent.
Driving in your car, beep, beep.
Yep. And then all of a sudden, a wild propane tank appears.
Jesus.
Literally in the middle of the off-ramp.
Oh, God.
I'm going between 50 and 60 because it's literally just right off of that, hit that curve, and the way that they've done it now, it used to be two lanes, but it's squished down to one lane. But there's not enough room to move around, and this thing is right in the middle.
Oh,
smack!
No, dude.
Hit it right in the middle, like dead center of the car. And
I
I'm
told
like,
you have your Hyundai.
Did it hit the bumper or did it hit up underneath?
It hit sort of under the bumper, it didn't go over it.
Okay.
It first off, Hollywood lies to you. It didn't explode, but I also think it was empty. I don't know necessarily or not if it was full or not.
Hollywood's rad that way because cars don't blow up like that.
Well, I'm just saying the propane tank.
I think the Pintos do.
Yeah, it's only if you rear end it, though.
But this is why, Rev, for years I've been telling you to get your Hyundai lifted on some big monster truck wheels.
Yeah, right.
In Hollywood, when that pipe hit Miggs's windshield, his Jeep would have exploded.
Right? Only if it was a Michael Bay film.
It's a fireball. Yeah, and a Michael Bay would be a slow-mo fireball on 360.
But I
and John Woo, there'd be slow-mo doves just after.
Yeah, just doves coming out of it.
And I would have jumped out, opened the door, and just kind of slow-rolled out of the vehicle as it blew up, perfectly timed.
Then as you stand up, the camera circles you in slow-mo, you know, as the dramatic music
just call me Miggs Lee. Yeah.
So that thing, I hit it going, whatever, like 50 miles an hour.
Oh.
It bounces and sparks, and at that point, there's no place for me to stop.
Have to just kind of get off the ramp. Yeah.
And I was just like, whatever, I'll just get to work and it'll be fine. Get to work and I look at it and there's not a whole lot of front end damage. I'm looking at it and I was like, maybe I got away with this, you know, sort of thing. The hood had popped open, but it had still kept the latch. It hadn't flew up or anything like that. Nothing crazy like that. So I'm like, yeah, maybe I'm fine. Maybe I'm okay with this. Do the normal show on Thursday, do the podcast for Geek Nation, and then go to head home. And I'm like, this is going to be great. Hit home, get down to just past Swift Alboro, about like what 161 or so like that. And the temperature light goes on.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, oh, crap. Okay, immediately pull over.
Uh-huh.
We've got AAA.
That's
smart.
It's
got a blow.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing.
Smart.
I know at that point there's a leak in the radiator.
At the very least. My car's running hot. Oh, how long's it been doing that? Well, it started in Redmond. That's cool. That's
smart. And I might have, to be perfectly honest, if we didn't have AAA, I might have kind of winged it a little bit and tried to see how far I could have gone. But I have AAA. I'm not going to worry about it.
I've got a crazy story about that, of course. But go ahead.
So 3 hours later, get AAA, get towed all the way back down to Tacoma because I just, the car's going to have to get fixed and I might as well have it closer to the house. And we got like the 100 miles worth of towing for AAA. Works out great. Shout out to Garrett who picked me up and got me down there and end up at Bucky's and Fife because I've used them before and I trust them. And nice. So I get there, figure it all out.
Do you go to them because they're part of the Marvel Universe?
Yes, I go to the Winter Soldier to get all of my auto work done.
Does he just shoot it with his arrow every time?
No, he's just got that big, strong arm, so he lifts the car up and just...
Exactly,
you know, yeah,
just like does it right
arm.
There.
Yeah.
I knew it.
So I'm like, all right, well, this sucks. Fortunately, Michelle was going to be working from home on Friday, so I just use her car to come in. Works out just fine. Get a call on Friday, and they're like, yeah, so the radiator is damaged, but also the front end is damaged so much that we can't work on the radiator until you get body work done.
Oh, no.
And we don't do that. So we need to go somewhere else. And I was like, all right, cool. And then they're like, you're going to use insurance, right? And I'm like, yeah, sure, no problem. Well, get a phone call from the insurance people. And I do not, in fact, have the correct coverage for that.
Don't you love that you pay all that money every month and they won't help you out? Isn't that rad?
Yeah, well, at this point, it was my fault because when the wife and I combined our insurance, we didn't look at the insurance of my car because I figured it would just be both of us. And like I didn't realize that the two cars would have their own different policies sort of thing.
They all do. So you can massage each car depending on what you
want.
Yeah,
well, I massaged this the wrong way because I have a $2,500 deductible for my accident.
So it's probably dirt cheap every month, but if anything happens, it's on you.
You are correct.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at now. Over the weekend, they're like, well, we'll look at it on Monday. And by and large, it's not as bad. I don't have to, like, buy a new car, and it's cheaper to fix it than actually getting getting a used car or anything along those lines. And I like my little accent. It's actually, aside from smashing into something, it's been running fine.
That radio, most of the newer cars, the bottoms and the tops of the radiators are actually plastic.
Yeah.
So,
and that's what it was. Like, there was a crack in some of the plastic, but they're just going to plasti weld that and deal some stuff and save me a little bit of cash on that.
So they're going to hook you. They're working you.
They're working with me on that because they realized that I don't have the insurance to help me out, and now I'm going to be changing my insurance policy. So check all that. But yeah, I want to give a shout out to Dale at Abra Auto Body because he helped out, and Josh at Bucky's. They're all really cool.
The Abra people are actually really cool. That's where I went when I got into a car accident.
Okay, and,
really long story short, but they were the company that bought my wife's family's auto collision company, Barrett's Automotive.
Oh, really?
They came in and bought their businesses, thus letting my wife's family, like her uncles, retire.
No. Wow.
So thanks for all the money that you gave them. That I wish.
Well, and they've got locations everywhere.
I'm married into it.
And so it's like, I'm using
I wish I got some of that cash.
Yeah, I just used
the basketball courts in their houses.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
Abra paid well, I guess.
I guess they did.
I don't know.
But you seriously, like, they're all working with me to make this happen. And, like, you know, as long as I don't get a surprise voicemail or a call today saying that there's much worse, that I'm fine with it. It just super sucks because there's nothing I can do.
Well, how'd you get in today? What'd you have to do, bro?
I'm borrowing my father-in-law's car.
Right,
like, they have
cool.
an extra Saturn.
Yeah.
Man, this is one of those things where it's like, it's a car that's like old enough to vote. And it's like the one car that's
car
the
was
motor.
Made in 1966.
How many miles?
Everybody. It's got less miles than my accent does. So it's only like 120 some odd miles.
Yeah.
120 some odd thousand miles.
It's new.
But it's.
At the Cannon House, that's a new car, son.
It's got power nothing, man. It's just like
roll down the windows.
Like, I'm like, this thing, I want my car back.
Yeah.
Like, it's just one of those where, like, none of these things are, like, it just reminds me of being in Tacoma because the car smokes a little bit. Like, it's down to about a pack a day or so that I've been saying, because it's like one of those where I'm sitting there and at a stoplight and it's just like smoking. And like, my father-in-law, I mean, seriously, thank you so much to him for actually doing this, for letting me borrow the car. But I'm sitting there and I'm just like, oh my God,
I'm that guy.
Smoking.
No, I'm that guy.
Everything.
If only the mirrors were taped on. You
know? And it's like, I'm like, no, everything's fine, everybody. Don't worry about the smoke. I mean,
bungee
we're just
cord holding
fine
the trunk
here.
Shut, you know.
Yeah. This is great. This is wonderful.
So what happened if they say, yeah, it's just. Is everything going to be all right?
I mean, they've said, okay. They took a look at it. They gave it an estimate, and they're fixing it today. Hopefully, it's going to be done tomorrow or at least later today. And if there's anything like super bad, they're going to be, they'll let me know. But it looks like so far, so good. I'm going to get my accent back. I wouldn't mind getting a newer car.
I was thinking,
car.
Like, what would you be leaning towards? If, like, you know, that option doesn't happen often. Sometimes it takes 10 years, like for me. And then you get something, and people say it's a girl's SUV, but whatever.
I think it's rad. And, don't listen to that nonsense.
But here's the
thing. I'm having a hard time. I have withdrawals from the Wrangler because I still have the urge to wave to other Jeep Wrangler drivers. I was the guy that loved the wave. You know,
but do you wave now to a Wrangler and they look at you like,
why
is this Renegade doing this,
like,
you weirdo?
It's like, stop waving, you old bitch. You don't got a Wrangler. You got a Renegade.
The problem is, though, is
I
like,
start the thumbs up for Renegades.
Thumbs up, Renegade.
I should start talking about that on the air. Thumbs up for Renegades. It's started a thing.
You should try that and see how that works.
That's a bummer.
A thumbs up is about.
Steve's like waving to people that are just looking at him like, what?
Like, you loser. Come back with. I thought I'm grandfathered in. I had a Wrangler.
Well, looking at cars, like the first one that I was looking at are in it. I just feel like a dork when I say it, man. But those little Kia Souls,
I like them too.
I want a car that has a little bit more of a like a trunk, so we can do something like carry stuff around with it. But I want a smaller vehicle that I can still park in Seattle.
Well, Kia Puyallup, they're a fine sponsor of our radio show.
Soul SOL.
Yeah, SOL. They're small. They honestly. The Jeep Renegade reminds me a little bit of like a bigger version.
I've seen those things everywhere, man.
It's the hamster car.
They're kind of cute.
For the commercials.
Dude, I mentioned that to my wife.
I've got that little Chevy Sonic. This thing looks like a monster truck compared to my car, man.
I mentioned when I was debating about the Jeep Renegade, I'm like, I got to get her to stop telling me I can't get that because my wife doesn't. She doesn't like the boxy ones. Like the Wrangler she put up with, but I like the Honda Elements.
I wanted one of those too. I thought those were super cool.
Discontinued them. Actually, my boss had one.
I thought they were dope.
Me too.
He had one that he still uses for delivering PA equipment and stuff. The thing looks like it's been through a Mad Max film.
Yeah.
It is beat to hell, probably up around 300,000 miles. It gets used and abused endlessly.
Yeah.
It is still running.
Yeah.
And you step on the pedal, that thing goes.
Does it?
Oh my God.
Nice.
They're so cool that a while ago I was like, I want one of these.
Yeah.
Because he keeps the back seats out all the time. Man, you can haul a ton of gear in that thing. It'll blow your
mind. If it gets dirty, you could just hose it off.
That's what I heard. It's like it just has like the plastic bottom of them.
I was like, the thing is, it's comfortable. The factory stereo sounds great.
Such storks.
And it's like snappy. It handles great. It's honestly fast.
And I think it looks cool.
Honda discontinued them.
I don't get why.
I don't get it either.
Enough people didn't buy them.
Yeah, it seems almost like when I was looking at it, it almost kind of...
They were pricier than I thought they should be.
And it kind of caters towards like sort of the beach bum mentality. It really seemed to be like that. Well, I'm just saying
like
that...
It's like a high-end Subaru Outback.
Yeah.
It's like for people like that are kind of hippie-ish. They get these.
But I don't know necessarily if they want to spend that much money on one of those. And I thought they were cool.
They're cool.
I'm not a huge football fan, but my favorite colors were the Hawks colors. They had the gray, kind of the grayish and the navy bluish type of color. And I was like, that looks really cool. And if you got like a little bit of a green trim, you could totally be a Seahawks homer with those.
The End had one for a while. That was the station vehicle.
Really?
It was a Honda Element. I thought that was so awesome.
Dude, yeah, Dave's, my boss's, is black with black tinted windows.
Yeah.
And actually, old Mr. Castle and I have been, hate to admit that, but hammered a couple times in. Like, I was like, I got the boss's Element, man. And he's like, can you get me home? Sure, dude. And there we were, in this, rolling in this murdered out Honda Element.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it's true. It's true, dude.
But the Kia Souls, dude, I mentioned that to my wife. She's like, you are not. She's like, all of a sudden, she's like, I don't mind the Jeep Renegade now. I'm like, sweet.
She said,
like, put on this dress, and then you can have it.
But I like them. They're small.
Steve's like, fine, give me the dress.
And I hear good things about Kias.
Yeah.
You know, I mean... I would go for that,
and
if you had to.
And that's the one of those things.
I want to ride in it with you.
Okay, cool.
We could dress up as hamsters and everything. The three of us. It's three hamsters.
I'm down.
We could do it.
Chipmunks.
Yeah. I want to be the cute one with all the yogurt drops in his cheeks.
You are the cute one. I think you're the cute one on the podcast, Glenn.
Oh, is that how it is?
I think so, yeah.
I don't know.
So.
No one's using me on Tinder.
I'm the wingman. That is so funny. Well, hopefully everything gets all taken care of quickly for you, because that'd be nice.
And it's one of those ones where I was all stressed out all weekend, but we managed to have a little bit of fun. Like I was talking about earlier, going to like McMenamin's for Mother's Day and dealing with my in-laws who get hammered and have a lot of fun. It was pretty entertaining for all that stuff, all things considered.
It made me think, because I was joking about the whole Jeep thing and how, you know, it seems like this ongoing story of people pooping in my punch bowl, right? So I thought this weekend would be a poop in punch bowl free weekend.
But no.
And it was, so I got, someone pooped in my punch bowl for something that I wasn't even at.
How'd you do that?
It's just, I laughed the whole time. I'm like, you know, thankfully I'm getting a lot thicker skin at this point. I could just laugh everything off. So, you know, I usually host Defy Wrestling as the ring announcer. Well, I didn't get to host this last one because I was going to Portland.
Yeah.
So Kevin Deers
went,
always
man.
Does a great job filling in for me. In fact, like, I've recommended Defy to use him whenever I'm not around. I'm like, he's great. Originally, like, even when Defy was starting, they wanted to have, like, a backstage or a behind-the-scenes correspondent on the mic to talk to wrestlers.
Yeah.
And Jim, who runs Defy, I'm like, reach out to Kevin. Kevin's awesome. So I love Kevin. There's no competition between me and Kevin about anything, right? So I go on Facebook, you know, I get the alerts whenever they have like a group page called The Defiance. And so I see an alert and then I read the post and some random person goes, I'm sure this is an unpopular opinion, but I thought Kevin did a much better job hosting than Miggs. You can hear him better, blah, 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 blah. I just think he's better. And I'm like, why don't you just say, hey, I just want to give a shout out like to Kevin because Kevin did an awesome job, which I think that's...
No, but then that doesn't make you feel bad, and that's not fun.
I know. But
that's where it runs down to.
Because I'm not mad.
Like,
that
what
someone,
the hell?
Like, I think that's great that you thought Kevin did an awesome job, and I sure as hell
get
hope
on there.
He
Kevin
did.
Deers rocked it tonight. It was awesome.
Right. Like,
you don't want to be like, Kevin Deers rocked it. P.S. Steve Meigs is done. Just take him away. Just take him off my Tinder profile.
So it's just like, man, like,
he
why?
He bought the wrong Jeep.
Why do you have to create this pit in one against the other thing? It's such an awkward thing to read. And I'm like, I can't respond to this because I don't want to sound petty. And I'm not going to crap all over.
Just hit the heart emoji, dude.
Somebody must have pulled the post down. I don't know if he did or the administrators. I had nothing to do with that. I didn't care.
Yeah, but someone probably saw that and went, oh, man.
It was a douchey thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, totally. Of course, I'm not even there and somebody is pooping in my punch bowl.
Well,
that is just the story of my god dang life.
If
that guy's opinion, there's no need to share that opinion.
Just say that Kevin did great.
Kevin killed it. It was awesome.
I would have loved that.
Yeah,
I would have said that. I would even probably commented. I'm like, F yeah, Kevin rules.
Yeah, why go there?
I don't know. And it's like, what
probably
are you trying to...
Probably envy. It's envy, dude.
But what are you trying to create? Like, this drama between me and Kevin? Like, it's awkward for both of us. Like, you know, and then someone comments, he goes, I don't like either one, blah, blah, blah. And his reasons for not liking us has nothing to do with us. It has to do with how they mix the audio with our vocals.
One time I stubbed my toe, and Steve was on TV at the time.
Right.
I don't like him.
Well, he's like, I don't like either one of them does a good job. I can't hear anything with the music playing under them. I'm like, I have nothing to do with that, you dumbass. Like, the wrestler's music is important.
People are people, man.
So then someone else writes, I agree. I'm like, thanks a lot. Like, go F yourself, too. And then I see someone who I'm friends with likes the post. And I'm like,
that was me, and I'm sorry.
And I'm just like, this is ridiculous.
That's a bummer, man.
It was. I was
That's
just like,
a drag.
It's just my life, man. It's just my freaking life. And it's like, I get it. I'm a public position in life, and sometimes you just have to take those with a grain of salt. But it's still bullcrap. Like, this guy has no idea how he just ruined my day. And if he found out, he'd probably be excited about that.
It's
a miserable F.
I got him.
I was just like, thanks. And I just couldn't laugh. I'm like, I can't wait to share this on the Migscast because it's just another example. Even when I'm not there, somebody is taking... It's now diarrhea in my punch bowl, man. It's getting ridiculous.
Just sort of mixed in. It'll be tough to strain out later.
I can't take it, man. I'm done with fruit punch. I'm switching to water forever.
Fruit punch. I think you just ruined fruit punch for me.
I'm sorry. That's my life.
Sorry, Rev ruined cherries for me a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, wait, never mind. I was going to say, hey, I told you what they were, but I didn't tell you that they were Everclear cherries.
He went... Eat this.
I was like, here. He's like, what? Eat this.
Ah! I think I said I don't really like cherries. And at that point, there was sort of like a, I'll get physical. And I'm like, well, I guess I'm going to
eat it. This is my house. Yeah. This is my birthday. You're going to eat this effing cherry. And then you're going to freak out and eat a pickle because you couldn't find anything else to eat.
I had to put the fire out.
With a pickle.
I'm sorry. That's lame.
It is what it is.
You know, let it roll off your back.
Honestly, now it's gotten to be where it's laughable because I'm like, I could share this with these guys because it's like,
yeah, right.
What am I going to do? And I have no idea who pulled it down, but like I'm waiting for that now to come up like on the page. Like,
hey, guys, why are you censoring my post?
Someone pulled my post. I bet it was Migs. You know what I mean? Like something stupid like that. I'm like, I'm not even an admin, you dumbass. if I was, I'd ban you. You pooping punch bowler.
Dude, there's...
We dig and we find out it's actually Steve's belt that's doing all this.
It's a damn verified belt.
Oh, it grew fingers and is now typing.
It
hates verified belt's up to no good, man.
Brianna, I don't know how your weekend was, but I would love to hear about your weekend. And also, I know you have a big show that you just finally announced.
Yeah, yeah. So, wow, what didn't happen this weekend? I don't remember. I've been busy.
What's going on?
I worked Saturday. I rode the hell out of my motorcycle.
Nice.
Then
it was beautiful to do that.
Dude, it was. Ooh. And I worked a couple different jobs. So I was up. I was on my bike. I was at a job site. I was on my bike. I went and I just was running a lot. But then Tawny and I rode down to Fife to Luigi's for Radfest.
Oh, yeah.
And we got there kind of late because I had to work. I had to take care of all that other stuff. But we got there in time to see Woodshed, Jericho Hill, and White Only in the Wreckage.
Featuring Malcolm on bass.
Featuring Malcolm Williams from Stoic FB and Jericho Hill on the bass. And they were killer. White and the boys put on all the bands. Woodshed was... over the top, amazing. I mean, Hunter jumps off stage and is ripping his last guitar solo like down in the crowd while like headbanging, like Newstead would have blushed. Like,
nice.
Oh, it was ripping. I mean, Woodshed just destroyed. Like they towards the end of the set they were you know just jamming, and then you know each member broke down his thing. So Reno goes into this just sick, ridiculous bass solo. And if you've ever seen Woodshed, you know how much fun it is to watch Nathan Reno play bass.
I could just sit and watch him the entire time. He's one of my favorites to watch.
And then Jacob did a drum solo that was just off the chain.
Yeah,
just
sick,
destroying it. And then they let Hunter off the leash. So they were
killing. They're great, yeah.
It was just great, man.
I'm happy they're our pain in the grass this year.
Oh, God, man. Right. And then Jericho Hill got up, just crushed. I mean, Malcolm is a great singer. Great band. They got up, crushed. Their set was killer. And then Wyatt and the boys got up. And, of course, man, they always deliver. So that was rad. They played a new song called Binge that was really cool. If it's any kind of an indicator as to where those guys are going creatively, I'm excited because it had this... really dissonant, broken chord kind of thing going on in the verses, and then it powered down for these huge choruses. And it was so it was rad. Tony and I had a blast. Saw a bunch of people we love to see.
Plus, I'm looking. Apparently, they did a NSYNC cover.
Who?
Wyatt Only in the Wreckage.
Was this from this weekend?
Yeah, because Malcolm's on the bass. It says from our first ever performance of Malcolm Williams at Radfest. Bye, bye, bye. NSYNC and To Save Me off of the Dark Futures record.
I didn't catch it.
Well, I mean, you're not a card-carrying member of the NSYNC fan club.
I wouldn't recognize it. Yeah, I didn't get it.
Yeah.
I didn't get it.
I got to play this with my wife.
Bye-bye-bye. Oh, I know that song.
Bye-bye-bye.
Yep.
All those guys are bye-bye-bye.
That's actually cool, and it goes into their song.
That is kind of neat.
Well, respect to you, Wyatt. I do now like you.
Aw.
I'm very happy for those guys. It brought a big smile. I was bummed I missed this, but I was so happy to see that they're back on stage.
They're at Rock Out ALS this coming Friday night, man, down at Club SUR, again with Jericho Hill. Lust Punch.
Oh, good band.
I love that name.
There's another band I just saw for the first time, and they were really ripping, and I cannot remember their name right now, which makes me feel super bad. But maybe I'll figure it out before the show ends.
I'm sure you'll randomly scream out something. Where
I
like,
wanna
what
say,
the hell?
I want to say they're called like Silas or I hate that I can't remember.
Cialis.
That's got to be them.
No.
Or is it not them?
No, I'm talking about the male enhancement drug.
You're making fun of me.
Is it Celia?
Celia!
Oh, yeah. I've heard of them.
I'm glad that Cialis
no,
was
said
the...
No, you said Cialis. I'm like, that's it. And
it's
you're
like, it's not
Glenn.
It. It's not it, man.
Celia, yeah.
They're a good band.
They are ripping. So they're going to be there. So the Rock ALS show Friday night.
Cool.
Going to be at that. But yeah, so that was my Saturday night. And then Sunday, Tawny and I actually are finalizing all the graphics on the album cover because this past week... I got back the Masters for Devil in the Sunshine from Maura Applebaum, who did a ridiculously killer job on this thing.
I'm stoked.
He and Brett worked closely together on that. Like, really, they really put in the time and effort, and I think it shows, man. Like, I got to a point where I was blown away, and Brett and I are on the phone off and on, like, he's like, dude, I listened to it twice in a row. I sat in my basement, listened to it twice in a row, and then I got into the gin. And I was kind of hammered, and, you know, my wife comes downstairs, and I'm like, you got to hear this! And, like, so...
That's cool to hear.
It's been really exciting, the level of excitement.
Well, I mean, it's just been, for so long, listening to just mediocre bands like Pearl Jam, that it's about... that just, yeah. I mean, honestly...
I mean, come on.
But in all seriousness, what a true testament to what you put together, because, I mean, this is a guy who's been exposed to one of the greatest rock and roll bands of all time, one of my all-time favorites, and here he is nerding out about... Yeah. The music that you recorded with him—that's a massive.
Yeah,
compliment.
It was. It's been
that's
really
crazy.
His level of excitement, enthusiasm for the music, but for the players involved, for Lance, Louis, and Jeff, and like at one point he was like, "Dude, I don't want to be that guy, but you got really lucky." And I kind of started laughing, and Brett was like, well, no, I mean, you deserve to play with talented guys. I'm like, "No, dude, I got lucky. These guys are assassin level musicians." But so there's been a lot of excitement about that. Got the master back,
Master?
Yeah, so now we're into finalizing artwork, and you know, I'll have physical copies in hand, hopefully in maybe 4 or 5 weeks. So this morning I announced the album release party, the CD release party is going to be at the Croc on Friday, July 12th, and we've got Stoic FB and Woodshed, and then there's one other band, but they have got another show in the region, so out of respect for them, it's 6 weeks beforehand. But I can't announce them until after that event, and then I'll announce
Slipknot.
It is, in fact, Slipknot.
What date again?
Friday, July 12th.
All right, putting that in the calendar.
The ticket link's been up for a minute, but I didn't. I was going to wait for the six-week mark to start promoting the show, but there's a lot going on. I saw Travis announced his show.
Yep.
We've got shows going on with Bruiser Brody. So I was like, man, even though I think it's too early maybe to announce, I'm going to go ahead and just throw it out there and get the seed planted.
Yeah, get some people to buy those tickets so they don't have to like freak out about.
Yeah,
I gotta buy 30 tickets to 30 different shows.
Hopefully, just get the seed planted, and then come June 1st, I'll announce the Magical Mystery Band. I'm really excited that they're able to be on the bill.
Can we turn the mics off, and can you tell us?
Yeah.
Okay, mics off. It is awesome.
Yeah.
I cannot believe.
I was excited about that too.
Yeah.
I think when we announced that, because
Cannibal Corpse, man.
Yeah, I know, right? I know. They have that song Meat Hook Sodomy that people really love.
That's really cool.
Do you have to bleep that?
No.
Oh, thank God.
No, Meat Hook Sodomy. Yeah. They're an active rotation on our station.
So yeah, man, that's what's going on, and
that's amazing.
There's a lot of there's just a lot of excitement and energy going on over in my little corner, man. I'm going to swing the bat really hard on this thing, and actually Brett is too. So we're confabbing about
how to get it out there to the masses.
How to get out there.
That's a good man to have on your side.
So yeah, it's really cool. I'm really excited. I couldn't be happy with how the record came out. I mean, it's not Windowpane.
No.
So I still have that nervous. Are people going to like this? But my Kickstarter folks, all the God bless their hearts, the people that kicked in. I'm worried about doing it. Like, I'm going to go ahead and send them the digital download, but I'm concerned about, people only get one chance at a first impression. And is someone's first impression going to be listening to this thing on, a crappy iPhone speaker? I don't want that. I'd rather wait and get them the CD. So I think I'm actually going to ask them via Kickstarter, look, guys, would you rather wait and get this all at once? How do you listen to music?
Yeah.
And if most of them come back and say, dude, I stream all my music from my laptop or I stream my music from my phone.
So the digital way is the way to go.
The digital way is the way to go. But if half of them come back and say, oh, I've listened to CDs in my car, it's I'm going to have to sit on this because I want people to hear it right the first time.
Right.
There's a couple of all the guys in the band are stoked. Tony from Windowpane was like, dude, I want to hear it. I sent it to him. He was really very complimentary, really excited. He hit up Brett too and was like, Brett, man, great job. Mm-hmm. Really cool. I shared a couple songs with Wyatt.
Yeah.
Wyatt was, bless his heart, kind of mind blown, which was really exciting for me to watch him go, good God, man, this is really exciting. And I'm like, oh, cool, because I'm still in this place of, are people even going to like this? Yeah. Are they going to connect with it? I think they will, but you don't know, because it's not like anything I've ever done before.
Yeah.
And you're just putting it all out there, and it's
big time.
Terrifying thing to do.
It is. It's
anything
scary
you're doing
as hell,
with it. Yeah,
man,
dude.
And yet people invest in it. And yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, I think you don't need to put that pressure on yourself because I've heard it and it's fantastic.
Thanks.
But I understand why you're putting pressure on yourself.
Well, I'm anxious for you to hear the master.
So
everyone understands, masters. I shared just the mixes with Steve and Justin. It's a Dropbox file, which is probably a pain in the butt to.
Yeah, you got to go track by track.
But and that's the thing.
And when driving, it's distracted driving.
The way Brett works, and he does this for the sake of mastering, is he
master.
When he creates
master,
you got to roll that R.
Can't help it.
But the way you'll get your mixes, they're just direct off of his stereo buses, so they're extraordinarily low volume.
Mm-hmm.
And to get the music to behave the way it would behave after mastering, you literally got to crank it. You got to crank it wide open so it smacks the speakers in a certain kind of way. Whereas mastering, it just does that. So
master.
But so I'd shared just the raw mixes with a few people and got really exciting feedback, but I'm more excited for people to hear the
Masters.
I looked at Rabbit and was like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, I was like waiting.
We've created a thing, but I'm really excited for people to hear the mastered version of it. Because it's a whole different ride. And God, Mayor just killed it and Brett really took his time. I mean, so I'm excited, man. I'm really in a great place with this and just anxious to get it into people's hands and see what comes next. But that's my weekend, man.
Was it July 12th?
Friday, July 12th at the Croc. Tickets are on sale at crocodile.com. Just go to crocodile.com. Or you can
Facebook.
I think if you Google Glenn Cannon album, it'll bring up the Crocodile ticket.
Glenn Cannon Crocodile.
Yeah, Glenn Cannon Crocodile, anything like that.
Glenn Cannon loves alligators.
Yeah. I couldn't find the tickets, but I'm headed to Florida for some reason.
All right, why don't we do a couple voicemails, emails, or text messages while we have a couple minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, yo.
Which one of these mails?
Celia?
Yeah, Celia.
Cialis. What did you say?
Cialis.
I feel like an a-hole.
And you're just like, yes! And I was like, no!
Well, remember, there was another band that was really killer, and they were called Halcyon Halo.
Yeah.
But I had never seen that word before.
Ira is the drummer.
Yeah.
Yeah, good dude.
Ira Garrett. Yeah, and they're a great band, but the first couple times I saw him, I was like, oh, how Coin Halo? Because I didn't know,
Yeah.
And finally, I'm talking to the singer. I'm like, so what's the, how Coin Halo? And he's like, dude, Halcyon. And I'm like, what? I'm not a big Star Wars fan. What are we talking about here?
I don't know what it
apparently,
means.
Apparently, I think it's some kind of a medication, actually.
I thought it was like a drug of some sort.
Yeah, it's like an antidepressant.
Oh, wow, okay.
Which makes the name, the name's actually really cool when I found out what Halcyon was, but I thought it was Halcoin.
Halcoin?
Look, I was...
Is this like that Bitcoin thing?
Yes.
Your cryptocurrency?
Yes. It didn't quite take off. No one got rich. But, you know, I was educated in the Western Maryland public school system.
Yeah.
So when I read that, I thought it said Halcoin.
Well, I was a big reader when I was very young, and so it would just be like, I didn't hear pronunciations things.
Same
so
here,
I just kind of fill in the blanks, and it's like, even as like, I remember like Calvin and Hobbes.
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense, right? Yeah, I'll buy that.
And then my uncle looks at me like I'm an idiot, and it's like, it's Hobbes. I'm like,
oh, dude, when I was... Oh. I remember,
how am I supposed to know?
For
Christmas, I think when I was 15, I got Edgar Allan Poe's Complete Tales and Works.
Yeah.
And I read it cover to cover, I think, 3 times. So I was reading, but I hadn't heard these words.
And it's just like, you fill in the blanks, you figure it out for yourself, and you realize you're a dum-dum, and you move
much.
On.
That's right, dude. That's
Edgar Poe, he's pretty good poet. All right, let's voicemail. It's 253-271-4787. That's also where you can leave us a text message.
Well,
I remembered this time.
I wonder why
I see the way
he waved his hand. I was like, what's he so excited about? Oh, that's right.
You know what? I honestly had to just start saying the numbers and let the muscle memory of my mouth and my brain take over, because I was like, I started thinking about it. I'm like, is that the right number? I'm like, I better just spit it out.
Don't think about it.
Just use your mouth. 253-271-4787. Just use your mouth.
Don't think about it.
What was it again?
253-271-4787.
Yeah.
Or themixcast@gmail.com. Let's check out a voicemail right now on the Mixcast.
What's up, Mixcast? This is Stevie.
Hey, Stevie.
The Packers fan.
What up?
Anyhow, a couple questions. So, I don't know if you saw yesterday, it was a little tag for the Misfits playing the Seattle area.
Yeah.
Are any of you guys Misfits fans? And that'd be an interesting show for Bruiser Brody to open play with. I think it'd be cool, but I sincerely doubt what happened. And, go ahead. I have a question for you. Hi, Rev. Hi, Steve.
Hi.
So I've seen a lot of Les Pauls with a whammy bar on that. Is that kind of uncommon for something like that? Because I've seen Alex Lifeson play with one, and that's the only guy I've ever seen play with one. So are they common or not? Just out of curiosity. Don't know much else. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
So I hope you're doing great, Stevie, first of all.
Yeah.
Hopefully the recovery's going well. I know he's excited about the Hold Steady are coming to the Crocodile for 3 nights, which I'm excited about. Our Stay Positive buddies in the Hold Steady. But we'll talk about that at some other point.
And I saw the post about the Misfits show. I'm way down to go play it. And also, I'm down to go see the show, but I know Travis is a big Misfits fan, too.
I like a couple of songs, like When Eagle's There.
Yeah.
Peter Parker used to cover that, which I thought was, I ain't no goddamn son of a bitch.
Yeah.
That was a fun one to do.
My early bands were, because I had learned, as soon as I learned power chords, I was playing punk songs, but I was a huge Misfits fan.
Yep.
You know,
Didn't the Misfits have like a stint in WCW?
Did they try and do that?
I know one of the members was a fan of, a couple of them were fans of wrestling. I think, oh God, what's the guy, the guy with the makeup that always goes to all the horror conventions?
Yeah. Jerry Only was the one that did stuff.
Original Bassist, and he's back with the band.
Wow.
But the Misfits now.
Glenn Danzig is also with Misfits right now.
So it's Danzig. Because last time Misfits came to town, I went and saw him at Studio 7. I think it was sold out.
I see that, yeah.
But they didn't have Danzig.
And it's White River Amphitheater, Original Misfits, September 14th. With Glenn Danzig and Jerry Only.
I want to go see that band.
Opening up for them. Dude, this is quite a bill. The Distillers, which I think they're awesome. The Damned and Cro-Mags.
I got to be at that show.
Tickets go on sale May 17th.
Is it weird
that
I'm most excited about the original members of the Misfits? Because I'm familiar with all those bands, but to me, it was the Misfits were...
Well, I have the hots for the singer of the Distillers. She's so hot.
She fancy.
She's a punk rock hottie.
She's relevant to your interests.
Rhodey...
She was married to...
Queens of Stone Age guy.
Was it?
Yeah. And the Rancid guy, too.
The Rancid guy, too, because she left the guy from Rancid to be with Josh Homme, I believe.
Yeah. Ooh, sorry, bro.
Yeah, I mean, these are the things that I remember from my youth.
Brody
it's not
Dahl.
About the music.
Brody Dahl.
It's
Brody
about
Dahl?
The weird stuff
she
behind
fancy?
The scenes.
She's like a more...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the punk punk rock
cool.
look. Tattoos.
She's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, man, she's cool.
There she is,
she's
the blonde. Cool. Yeah, she's...
Yeah, she's really.
And the songs are dope. I mean, I do like those guys, so that's pretty cool. So that's pretty awesome. But then to answer the question about the whammy bars.
Yeah, so with Les Pauls, man, they're always, you know, the Gibson Tune-O-Matic Bridge is usually just a stop tail piece. But this thing happened in, it sort of started in the late 70s with Ed, but by the 80s, the pyrotechnic guitar thing happened. So everyone was, you know, all the crazy shreddy, noodly, all that guitar business happened. And a big part of that was the Floyd Rose locking tremolo system. So these guys could do big dive bombs and all these crazy, you can flutter it by slapping it and it makes it. So these guys were using the hell out of Floyd Roses. And here's Gibson with the Les Paul that is just a stop tail piece. You know, it's a hard tail guitar. So Gibson went, okay, and they started boring those babies out and putting Floyds in them. I think some guys played them. They didn't really catch on, but I know now there's an Alex Lifeson signature model that comes with a Floyd Rose on it, and it's for people that want what a Les Paul does with a tremolo, with a Floyd on it. So they're not super common because most Les Paul aficionados kind of see that as a complete blight to bore all that mahogany out of that thing and carve a hole in that maple cap. It's like, dude, you're just killing what makes those things the tone monsters that they are. But if you really love having a tremolo and you want to play a Les Paul, that's what you do. So that's the story behind those, man.
Interesting.
They did them for a while in the 80s because they were just trying to, you know, everyone was playing super strats, right? Your Jacksons and Ibanezes, all of which have completely dropped off in value. But Fender survived all that because Fender's where it all kind of started, right? I mean, Eddie Van Halen, kind of, there were guys doing stuff just on straight strats and using the hell out of whammy bars, like Hendrix, David Gilmour. But Eddie came along and he loved the sound of a humbucking pickup over the single coil pickup, which is what your Strat has. So Eddie went,
sounds
man,
naughty.
Yeah, it right, does. Right.
Well, so single coil pickups have a very certain sound to them, but they're noisy. They make 60 cycle hum. Someone figured out that if you take two single coil pickups and wire them together, basically, I think out of phase, I think if I'm describing that right, it kills 60 cycle hum. So the Strats are known for it goes away. So that's literally why they call the damn thing a humbucker. That is the truth.
Really?
That is exactly why it's called a humbucker. So Eddie Van Halen took a humbucker out of a Gibson and took a chisel to a Strat body and shoved a humbucker in the bridge of his Stratocaster and made the first ever what they call Super Strat. It's a Stratocaster with a high output. Well, his probably wasn't. His was an old PF, probably low output pickup. But a humbucker in the bridge of a Strat. And then he was one of the first guys to get into locking tremolos so he could do all the wacky dive bomby cool. I mean, the guy was a hell of an innovator. But that's what started all that. And then all your Jacksons and Ibanezes followed that Super Strat mold. And that's that. So there's Gibson off the other side, like, ugh, these Super Strats and all these pyrotechnic stunt guitars are really taking off. We got to do something. So their solution was, we'll bore out a Les Paul and throw a Floyd Rose on it.
Wow.
And
damn,
and the Alex Lifeson signature model has one of those trems. And Lizzie Daymont, who plays in Heart by Heart, she's a phenomenally talented musician, bass player, guitarist, singer. Wow. And she plays one of those. I think it's a Lifeson signature, but it's a beautiful Les Paul with a Floyd on it. So it's if you want that Gibson thing, but you want a tremolo for any kind of tremolo effects, that's what they're all about.
Jeez.
And now you know, and be careful asking the guitar questions.
That was great, man.
I was trying to keep it brief.
I just wish we knew somebody who knew something about guitars on this podcast.
Gosh.
I mean, Glenn, your knowledge is very limited.
I was trying to keep it brief, man. No, dude, I really was.
No, that was great. So the way you were just going off of it, and it's like, I don't know most of the terms whatsoever, but the way you're explaining
it. Was fun watching Glenn in the zone.
Does it make sense?
Yeah. No, it does. It actually does make sense.
Honestly, I've never understood why they call them humbuckers, but now I do.
That's literally why.
Right. That's really freaking cool.
Early on, all pickups were single coils, right? They grabbed 60 cycle. And it's weird, on your original Strats, you had three pickups and three positions. I don't know what year, probably early 70s, Fender put in a five-way switch. And what was neat was in position two and position four, it would link the two single coil pickups. And those positions not only had a cool sound, but they were noise canceling. So if you're just in the bridge and you go to position two, now you've got the middle pickup and the bridge pickup. It creates a humbucker and it goes silent.
Wow,
it's funny. I've been asking my wife for a humbucker for years, and her answer is always.
But no, that's literally why they were called humbucking pickups, because it kills 60 cycle hum. So Sid just doesn't want to give you a hummer. Right?
Humbucker.
Humbucker. Humbucker.
Let's do one more voicemail before we humbuck on out of here.
Sorry for geeking out so bad.
No, nope, that was rad. That was seriously rad.
Funny thing, man. You know what? I cannot spell a few words for the life of me. Doesn't matter how many times I look them up. Doesn't matter how many times I swear I know them. I can write them down. I just can't get them right. Mm-hmm. And it's so silly. I feel so embarrassed about it. I mean, words like exercise, I always put the EX, and then from there I'm lost.
How was that?
Words like rhythm, I always leave out the Y.
Oh, yeah.
You know, something's really wrong with my brain.
No, it's where do you put the Y? You.
Well, here's the thing.
Is
exercise.
It before the H?
Yeah. Wait, R. Damn it.
R-Y-T-H-E-M?
Y-M.
If I've done this before...
Don't feel bad, clearly.
But I riff on this all the time because it always goes back to that I before E thing, which is total nonsense.
Right.
I before...
Have fun with weird.
It's I before E except after C. And then there's a list of 30 words that doesn't apply to.
I know.
So I always do this, which you got to be kind of quick, and hopefully Al can do it for a minute without falling apart.
Oh, this would be great.
I before E, except after C, but never near J when followed by K, and not near an M if that's by the M, but don't forget X if that's by the Y, and don't forget A if it's near the B, but then add the C if you go to D. And sometimes I can do that with the whole alphabet.
I am glad I have autocorrect.
Because I was in elementary school, and that's what it felt like to me. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
I got three.
It's nonsense, bro. Your brain is fine. You're going to cure cancer. Don't let this BS English language mess with your ego. I gotta take a walk.
Dude, I have three that are always... Now I've gotten to the point where I just try and spell them close enough so I know that autocorrect is at least knows what ballpark I'm in. One that sometimes I can't even get into the right ballpark is guarantee.
Oh my God, guarantee is the worst because of the G-U-A-R. It's Guaran.
Yep.
But does the A come first or the U first?
I don't know. I just type it until I get it corrected
it's
on my
phone. It's awful. Mind. Guarantee is the worst. Yeah.
It's G-U-A-R-A-N-T-E-E. Do you want to know how I spelt it to get there?
G-A-R-U.
I added an extra U, but... So, yeah, G-U-A-R-U-N-T-E-E is how I spelled it. Because I always expect there's two U's in there.
I've thrown in the towel on that one. License is another one. I don't know which... There's the C...
Isn't it lick science?
Yes.
Is it the C or the S that comes first?
C is first.
Yep. And the final one is restaurant.
Restaurant's challenging.
I just start spelling it and hope for the best.
Well, what messes with me a lot is instrument.
Yeah.
There's instrument and there's instrument. T-R-U-M-E. Hey, guys, look, I get that one's a scalpel and one's a fiddle. Can we just call it the one thing?
It's like principal and principal.
Oh, man.
Or
theater and theatre.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Let's just stick with one. Why do we want to mess with us as humans?
Dude.
With like a million different ways to spell the same word.
English sucks.
It does.
As a kid, you'll be something like, oh, Japanese is crazy. A Japanese person looking at you be like, dude.
Right. You spelled one way and one way only.
You have no idea what you just said. My language makes sense, both written and spoken. I don't even know what you guys are doing. I learned your language in Washington, went to Texas. I couldn't talk.
I don't even know. Yeah. Like, license and guarantee get me as well, but recommend is one of those that I always add an extra C to it.
But don't isn't it R-E-C? No, it is.
It's one C, two M's.
R-E-C-O-M-M-E-N-D.
Yes. Yeah. It's one C, two M's, and I always get it backwards, and I always pisses me off.
There are certain words, too, I wish you could remember off the top of my head, that the pluralization of them is disastrous for me. And what happens is...
Disastrous.
Dude, it is. Because I sit there, because you guys have gotten texts from me.
Yeah.
Like, I think as somewhere in my core, my mother was an educator, but also, and I was reading Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah.
And not just the poems. I mean, some of his essays, and you could tell he was high. I mean, that guy,
he'd prattle
on about a doorknob for six pages, and I'm like, bro, sober up, start again. But I still read the stuff.
Yeah, right.
But man, so if you get a text from me, I might have a couple 10-cent words in there. It's just the way I talk. I mean, there'll be an F-bomb right next to the word exuberant. I'm like that, right?
Yeah.
But, man, sometimes my phone just doesn't get it, you know? And I'm like, I know that dailies is a word. I know it's a word. And it's like, no, that's not a word. Because it'll say no recommendations. I hate that.
Or it gives you the little red swiggle, and you're like,
help me.
Just fix it.
And you know what
just
makes,
help me.
What makes me crazy is, because I'm like this, in a text message, it'll red squiggle me, and I go to Google to verify.
And it gives you the definition.
Sometimes I've got it right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what? you know, and then I'm like, and Tawny's like, what is wrong with you?
I'm mad at the computer, goddammit. Let me be this.
Just put R-O-F-L and hit send.
Right.
You don't need to type a mini novel. I'm like, silence, woman, you don't understand my needs.
Seriously, I'm always entertained by A, your posts, or B, your text messages, because they are bricks.
Yes.
And I love it because they're...
But you can hear Glenn's voice when you read them.
You can hear that, but also they're entertaining. You're telling a story with it. It's not just a brick. Like, there's sometimes where you look at something and you're like, that's literally just a bunch of words someone strung together. You're telling a story when you do yours, so I enjoy it.
With posts, texts I'll do that with. Sometimes I'm just over communicating, which I'm really guilty of, and then repeating myself, which I'm even more guilty of. But man, I really try to tell funny stories on, like, with social media. Yeah. That's why I don't like Twitter. Because I can't.
You have many characters.
Yeah, man. I can't, like, spin a yarn on Twitter.
Oh, you can add extra tweets to a whole thing and turn it into a whole brick. But, I mean, I haven't even thought about that. That's breaking it up. But yeah, it's taking forever.
I don't think people on Twitter want to read a short story.
They
but
don't.
If I can suck you in enough to read a short story. I've had so many of those where people are like, oh, my God, this is exactly what I needed today. Yeah. You know, and they didn't know that I suffered so badly trying to spell the word Monday.
This post took me 15 minutes because I couldn't get the right spelling of one word.
Yeah, and I won't let my phone. It's kind of like seatbelts. Hey man, I'll plug that thing in if I feel like it. Otherwise, don't tell me I need to. Don't beep at me.
Mm-hmm.
My phone, you know how it does that
don't
thing.
Don't beep at me.
Where it'll suggest, like, you put in DA and it'll say, oh, do you want to say daily? Do you want to say diary? It's like, no, man.
I want to say diarrhea.
I want to type the whole word. Diarrhea is another tough one to spell.
Yeah, that was really hard.
But what happens is my thumbs are huge and phones are small.
Yes.
So I'll have to correct the same word 8 times because I'll keep hitting U instead of B or something.
Yep.
So, like, literally half my time spent texting is me correcting my own words.
I don't know how this happens, but somehow my fat fingers manage to hit the B instead of the space.
Oh,
every single time.
And you go back and you hit B, and you go back and you hit B, and you go back. And
four
then you're
times.
Like, and you're like, oh my God, I just want to hit space. Yeah, dude.
And now I'm done with this phone and I'm out. And
I'm so with you, dude.
Like, weren't you going to send me a text message? I'm like, I tried to, but it won't let me, so I'm sorry. I can't do this.
Voice to text is even worse, man. Have I told you guys about the time I offended my phone?
No.
So I'm driving, and I tried to use that goddamn. I went, call Tawny, and it's like, calling Tommy. And I'm like, man, stop. Yeah, no. Call Tawny. Calling Steve. What? Jesus Christ. No. Stop. Call Tawny. Calling Tommy, percussionist.
No.
Stop. Call T-A-W-N-Y. It spelled it out, and it said, calling Sean Ingles. And I went...
I'm done with you. I hate you.
I hit a button or something, so it still knew I was talking. I was like, Jesus effing Christ, you stupid POS. I just want to call my goddamn wife. And the screen popped up with this thing, and I swear to you on my soul, it said, I'm going to pretend I didn't hear you say that. I took a screenshot of it and put it on social media. I'm like, I have now offended my phone.
Good job offending Siri.
Dude.
Good job.
Straight up. Straight up, man. It was like, I'm going to pretend I didn't hear you say that.
That's awesome.
Like, dude.
But I said it, and I meant it.
I guarantee you, like, if I put in, like, to simplify it, like, wife. If she was in my phone as wife.
Yeah.
I'd be like, call wife. It'd be like, calling the rev.
I'm
like,
what? It's like, no!
What the hell?
Not your wife.
No.
You can't stay at my house anymore.
Stop it.
Technology. Isn't it wonderful?
Sorry. I'm undernourished and over-caffeinated. I apologize.
This was a blast. This was a fun episode.
It was great.
Yeah. Thank you guys, as always, for listening to the MixCast, man. And reach us again, 253-271-4787.
Nice.
Boom. Pick up a Migs t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/ I'm Steve Migs. I did have another sale. I want to give them a shout out if I can find it in time.
So it wasn't from Glenn.
Nope.
I haven't forgotten, Rev.
I'm sure you haven't.
I'm still battling refi.
New sale. Shout out to Jason Black.
Way to go, Jason.
You bought a Migs verified shirt.
Nice.
So I'm giving you some love because I think this is the only place I promote it. So I'm sure you must be listening to the Migs cast. I really do appreciate that. And that's one whole sale this month.
That's right.
Congratulations.
I'm going to be able to eat.
The month's only halfway done.
You've sold one more shirt than I have.
Yeah, right? I don't have any shirts sold.
That's right. Justin and I haven't sold anything.
I should give love to the Hold Steady since they are the outro music. They're playing sometime in June, I think, if I remember correctly.
I thought you just said they were doing like three nights in a row.
Three nights, yeah. They are playing... Oh, crap. What dates was it? Maybe it's in August. You know, they're coming at some point.
They're playing with Cialis?
Google is a thing.
Right? Google it, bitches. August 15th, 16th, and 17th.
Nice.
So stay positive and go see the Hold Steady.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Dr. Hrini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.